never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Happy, happy, happy Tuesday. Come on in. And even if it's not a Tuesday, it doesn't matter what day it is. Just take a listen. You're going to learn something that's very cool today. The show is released, by the way, at 12 a.m., right in the middle of the night, Eastern time. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And today, it's powered by a potato chip. Mm-hmm. I just had a couple of potato chips because I heard a secret that it will help my voice. I'll share that with you in a second if you happen to ever need your voice to do anything. Most people do from time to time these days. Everybody has a TV show and a video and a podcast, right? You need your voice, right? Also today, if you've never heard me speak of my How Do You Feel strategy sessions, and it has been a while since I brought this up, I'm going to turn you on to something today that will allow you to predict the future, to turn chaos into just a nice day, and really, really take control of how you feel all day long. The How Do You Feel strategy session. It's awesome. Hang on. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day since 2006. Episode 4,787. A lot of folks don't know that this is a top 1% podcast. Today, 50 to 60,000 people will listen to a show. End of the year, about 18 million plus will download the show. We were number one for 9 or 10 years. Now we're about top 40, I think, but that's okay. There's a lot of podcasts out there these days. But I just want to stop and say, I blame you entirely for it. It's your fault this show is so darn popular because you are sucking up my downloads, a gigabyte after gigabyte on a podcast. You're just sucking them up. And it's doing some good. I know, because you sent me your emails. So thank you for making this thing so popular for so long. All right, quick potato chip trick. You ready? Then we'll get into How Do I Feel strategy session. So my friend Stephen Shapiro does this, and he was recording an audiobook. He's a Hall of Fame speaker, has a new book coming out, so he had to record the audiobook, which was about 8 hours of recording. That's hard for anybody. And he got the tip, eat potato chips. What it does is the oil in the potato chip coats your throat, and the salt kind of dries up the moisture. Makes for a nice, smoother, crisper-sounding voice. So I was having a few challenges with my voice today, so I said, honey, do we have any potato chips? She goes, yes, we have the bag you opened yesterday. Don't open another too late. I opened another bag. She said, what are you doing? You're going to record. I said, I need podcasts to record, or chips to record my podcast. She goes, well, you've never done that before. You just want to eat chips. I said, yes, that too, and I found an excuse to do it. Now it's a business expense. Man, it's amazing. So if you have to do anything to record, if you want to feel your voice a little more smooth, a little drier, a little more confident in your voice, eat a chip. Look at that. Bonus content for you. Just like that. Oh, come on. All right, let's talk about this thing. This How Do I Feel strategy session thing. I know it's kind of weird. How do I feel stuff? What do you mean a strategy session stuff? Well, listen, this is kind of a Zoomy thing, really, when you think about it. It could be a millennial thing, too. I mean, I don't know myself a good millennial or a good Zoomy that doesn't want to sit down and talk about how they feel. Do you? It's kind of all they talk about these days. Us boomers, we don't do that so much. We're all about, you know, logic and ruining the economy for everybody else. I'm sort of kidding, maybe. But you should talk about how you feel. And you should do it because it's going to help you predict your day. Because have you noticed how many sneaky surprises are leaking or lurking around every single corner? Everywhere you go, you get out of bed ready to go. You got your plan figured out. You know what you're going to do. Even if you don't have a plan figured out and life is just going to be good, you're just going to coast all day today. It's amazing how many things pop up and just bite you in the something. Surprises everywhere. I don't like surprises. Now, you can't predict everything, that's for sure. But you can prepare for most things using How Do I Feel strategy sessions. So let me explain this to you real quickly before we get into it. If you listen to the Friday show, and you should, every single Friday, you'll hear me say, how do I want to feel? I want you to ask that question. Now, I do it every single day. You should do it at least once a week. And all I'm saying is get in touch with your emotions and not your logic. Emotions first. Logic will come after that because that's the way it works. Our emotions fire, a trigger fires, and then we're like, whoa, this is cool. I'm exciting. I'm sad. I'm happy. Whatever. And then logically, it kicks in, and okay, what do I do about this? So my best example is when I want to buy a motorcycle, and the new Harley Davidson 2024 Road Glide Ultra did this to me. It fired a trigger like you can't believe, went right to my bank account. Emotionally, I was ready for that thing. Then logically, it kicked in. I said, well, how much is this? It's like twice as much as I paid for my last bike 2 years ago, and I like my bike. Okay, logic will say no. Emotion? I love my bike now. See, that's how it works. So by being prepared a little bit, you can stop the trigger. And that's a crazy example, buying a motorcycle. But you know what happens all the time? It could be a very, very simple thing. So here's how it works. Once a month, I want you to take a few minutes. You could do it once a week if you'd like to. You could even do it once a day if you have the time to do that. But at least once a month, look at everything you have coming up. Take a few minutes, review what's going on in your life, your job, your church, maybe some meetings you're going to, your vacations, your relationships, mostly people, because people are the people that are going to interact with you. Whatever you want in life, whatever causes issues in your life, is almost always going to be because of people. So your goal is to recognize what is likely to require your attention and will likely foobar you, as they say, technically speaking, right? In other words, you want to think about what's going to be happening, get ahead of it a little bit in advance, and think about it just a tad so it doesn't surprise you. So about once a month or at least once a week, just sit down and go through it. Now, here's how I do it. I take a list. So say today's today. I simply look at what I've got coming up today. Do I have any coaching calls? Am I going to any meetings? Will I be at the gym? My trainer is going to be there. What if I run into the manager of the gym who we've bumped into a couple of times? What if that happens? What if I'm on my way home and an officer pulls me over? It could happen. You never know. To the degree that I can think and predict what may happen in the day, then I simply say, every possible scenario, what could happen? What's the expected outcome? So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Imagine what can happen and craft a plan to handle that in your favor. So as a good example, say you're going into a meeting with your boss. Your boss has called you in, and whenever that happens, what happens to you? Well, everything gets really tight. You get, ooh, what am I going to do? Sometimes you have something to tell your boss. A come-to-Jesus conversation, as they say. Which never really works when you give it to your boss. It usually goes the other way, and that doesn't work that well either. The reality is, you're going into a meeting, and you think something is going to happen. You're just kind of flowing through it, but you haven't really thought to absorb it. I'm telling you, in the same scenario, if you're going to have a meeting with your boss or a client or anybody else, I want you to sit down and consider what good can happen, what bad can happen. Can a surprise come up? What if they say this? What if they say that? Now, the beauty of this is many times you've already thought out what could possibly happen, and you don't get surprised because you've actually even thought out, I do this all the time, what happens if they say something I haven't thought about? What am I going to do? Oftentimes for me, it's like, good idea. I'll get back to you on that. What happens if they say, well, what do you know now? I said, I really don't know. I got to get back to you. And just stay your position. The point is this. I want you to think about what's coming up. I want you to examine it. Top, bottom, left, right, inside, outside, over, under. Look at every possible scenario. It'll take you all but about 15 seconds to do it for each particular conversation. Some a little bit more difficult. If you do that, you can predict the future. When I was dating my wife, a long time ago now, 17 years ago, I wanted to marry this girl. I did. And I wanted to control the situation. She essentially was dating me, and she's like, well, we'll know in 6 months, and then we'll know in 8 months. And I was like, no, that doesn't work for me. So I would sit down every single evening before I would go meet her after she got done with work, and I would think through the evening. I would not manipulate. I wasn't trying to do that. I was just trying to figure out how I would give her the answers that I thought would make her happy and not put my foot in my mouth. It worked incredibly well. So when you do that and the situation arrives, all you really have to do is, well, just remember, you've already dealt with it. You've already thought it through. You've already looked at every possible angle. You're not surprised in any way. And life changes really fast when you do that. I know it sounds incredibly simple, a how do you feel strategy session. But I know I talk to a lot of you guys every single day. I know what you're going through. I know your life is in turmoil half the time. And most of the time, it's people close to you. It's your husband, it's your wife, it's your kids. It is your boss, often. And you don't know what to do. And you don't know how to handle it. And your self-esteem goes down. Your self-confidence goes down. The way you get in front of that is just imagine it, predict it, and then put it in your back pocket and wait and see what happens. Inside tip, most people are pretty much the same. Most people communicate pretty much in the same manner. Once you figure out how they're communicating, there's probably 5 or 6 communication styles. That's about it. Once you figure that out, you do this how do I feel strategy session a couple of times, you'll have a list of responses you could use for almost anything that happens to you. And now what happens? But now your days just get really smooth. No problem. Simple is the way we do things. That's simple and it works. FaceYourPassion.com. Register for the event. It's Thursday. Get on the list so we can send you the email for the replay if you miss it. And if you want to join me, just go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. I will be there and be here tomorrow. Keep moving. Gotta get back.